shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. Lifeline is a live program of inspirational teaching and your calls for prayer. That's Lifeline every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on the Good News Station, WCNO.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hi, my name is Manny Rivera. I'm the lead pastor of Impact Church in Miami, Florida. At the beginning of this summer, God has smiled on us by visiting us with His presence in a powerful way. We've seen miracles of healing and signs and wonders. By our Lord's instructions, we began having meetings called power gatherings. These power gatherings are meetings where churches come together in the spirit of unity and contend for the supernatural. Hundreds of people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through them, hundreds of miracles, signs, and wonders have occurred. We've seen from cancer disappearing to deaf ears opening and physical scars disappearing. On November the 2nd at 6 p.m., a power gathering is coming to the great city of Fort Pierce. We will be hosted by Truth Church, pastored by Jason and Kim Bumgardner. I hope to see you there.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jason. I hope you can make it to this next power gathering. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road. For more information, you can call us at 772-461-8555 or check us out on the web at mytruthchurch.com.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Some of the coolest things in my life have been from some of the weirdest people have just come and said the right thing at the right time, and I knew it was the Holy Ghost. I'm just thinking, thank you, Jesus. You're right there. And He's always there, the right timing, at the right place, isn't He? Never lets us down, amen? I mean, it's the circumstances of our life that God's used to get us where we are. God's used the circumstances of my life to get me where I am. If I hadn't ever stole a car or ran over a police officer and went to jail, I wouldn't be here. So that's crazy, Pastor. I mean, God used the circumstances of me going to jail, getting messed up on drugs, rebelling against God, and just about throwing my life away to put me where I am now. But that don't make sense. Well, I'm sorry. That's the nature of my Father. He takes a mess and turns it into something beautiful. He takes lives that have been thrown away, and he takes them off the dunghill, and he cleans them up, and he says, okay, if you're willing, I'll use you. I mean, there's a couple things about dung. Come on. It stinks. It's ugly. It's unpleasant. I mean, your daddy loves you in that condition. I'm so glad that God come and took me out of my mess. He loved me enough to pick me up with dung all over me, but he loved me anymore to pull me out of it. Praise God. Somebody praise God with me this morning. Amen. Somebody said, Pastor, I want you to pray over me that I'll have this same anointing on my life that you have on your life. No, you don't. You know what that prayer would sound like? Lord Jesus, I pray that all of his friends will leave him, that his leaders betray him. Lord, I pray that he's talked about by leadership when he ain't at the church, that they gossip about him, and Lord, they second guess all of his decisions, and they shake their head behind his back. And Lord, I pray that when they can't take it anymore, they gossip even more about him, and Lord, that they reject him, and even God, people even in his own family laugh at him and scorn him and walk out on him. I mean, you want somebody to pray over you like that? I mean, that's what it took, come on, for me to get to where I am. I had to walk through some very disappointing, bitter places of my life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Lord, I pray that the pressure is so great they have to eat a bottle of Advil before they go to bed. Does anybody want me to pray that? How many recognize that's not the way we want to be prayed for by our pastor? But you know what? That's the stuff that I had to go through to be able to get up here and do this, to have the anointing on my life that God put in my life. And it's the same kind of stuff that you go through every day in your life for God to anoint you. Because the art of the apothecary is that God takes everything in your life, the bitter circumstances of your life, along with everything else, and he begins to blend it and compound it. He's a skilled chemist, and he makes you into something beautiful. That's the nature of my Father. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There's a price to pay for what you've been doing. There's a price to pay. Amen? Salvation's free, but it ain't cheap. Come on, somebody. Amen? It's the compounding that makes the anointing on your life that you carry. It's the tough spaces. It's the tough things when you lay out a plan and you're diligent to do your plan, but it seems like you can't get cooperation from anybody else. That's God blending you, compounding you, and letting you know you ain't always going to get it the way you want it. Anybody ever went to the drive-thru and ordered something and didn't get it the way you want it? Come on, somebody. Amen. I ain't got no help now. Next one was cinnamon. Somebody say cinnamon. 250 shekels. I mean, cinnamon is very sweet. Very sweet. But by itself, it's very strong. You can't hardly get cinnamon down by itself. It's so sweet that it's so strong and it'll gag you. Amen? So God takes the sweet things of our life and he compounds them with the bitter things of our life until there begins to be a beautiful fragrance that comes out of you. Isn't that awesome? Amen? T.D. Jakes. Everybody loves T.D. Jakes. Get ready. T.D. Jakes. We all love T.D. Jakes, but nobody remembers T.D. Jakes when he went national, was living in a two-bedroom apartment, and he said, the bedroom was so small, him and his wife had to get out on the same side of the bed because the other side of the bed was pushed up against the wall. It wouldn't fit in the room. He said, the first conference I ever did, nobody wanted to buy any of my videos. I only had 63 women show up for the first Thou Art Loosed Woman concert that I did. Amen? 63 women. I was at the movie theater the other day, and I was watching the previews before the movie come on. Went to go see Act of Valor, and T.D. Jakes shows up on the screen inside the movie theater, and he says, my movie's going to be here. Woman, Thou Art Loose. They got him in the movie theater now, AMC. And he's promoting his movie. Come on, somebody. Amen. And he got over 300,000 people show up in his conference in Atlanta. Matter of fact, his conference generates so much money for the city of Atlanta. It's like bringing the Olympics there or something. He generates so much money for the city of Atlanta through restaurants, through hotels, through everything else, that the city of Atlanta don't even charge him to come anymore. They host him for free. Wouldn't that be a nice phone call to get? Joyce Baumgartner, Christian Women's Fellowship. Oh, yes, that's me. We want to give you the Civic Center in Port St. Lucie for free because we just love what you're doing. Don't worry about anything. We're going to provide the food, the tables. Wouldn't that be nice to get that call? Come on, somebody. Amen. Are y'all with me today?
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Come on, Sam. I want to be like T.D. Jakes. I want to be like Joyce Meyer. I want to be like all the big-time evangelists that are flying around in their jets, going around healing people and feeding people and building orphanages all over the country. Well, go ask them what the apothecary had to use to blend them to what they were blended into before you want to be that. Because I guarantee you they went through plenty of hell to get to where they are. There was a compounding that was probably very painful. Come on, amen. He said, cane, 250 shekels. You know, the interesting thing about sugar cane is it grows in the muck. It grows in the mud. Really, actually kind of grows in poop. Where were we going over there? Pahokee. We were going to Pahokee. And we were driving down past Lake Okeechobee around the bottom, the southeast corner. Nothing but sugarcane fields everywhere. But the smell of the muck, I mean, it was like a sewer backed up for miles. I mean, you just like, and you think, sugarcane grows? How can something so sweet come out of something so nasty? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? And the sugarcane just stands in this muck. I mean, it grows right in this mud that's like, I mean, you can't walk in it. You sink 3 or 4 feet down in it. It's so muddy. But it just grows in there. Listen to me. It has the ability to stand in an unstable environment, in a stinky environment, in a nasty environment. And everything that it's standing in is like compost. It's dung, manure. It's just growing up out of that. I shared this with you before, but I'll share it with some of y'all for the sake of y'all that haven't never heard this. There was a bird that was a little bit late in leaving from up north to fly south. And as he was flying, it had gotten so cold that his wings kind of froze. And he just dropped out of the sky like a rock. And he fell right down frozen solid into a cow pasture. And he was laying there looking through the ice going, I can't believe this is how I'm going to go out. Could things get any worse? About that time, a big old dairy cow walked over and dropped a cow patty on him the size of a saucer plate. And the bird is frozen, laying in the cow dung, in the cow patty, and he's thinking, I guess things can get worse. And as he's laying there, one of the things that he realizes is that the dung is very warm. And he's beginning to defrost. And he begins to move one little wing, and then he begins to move the other little wing, and he breaks through the ice, and He's so excited, he pops his head up out of the top of the cow paddy, and he starts to sing a song. And as he sings a song, there's a cat over on the fence post that sees his head pop up, runs down there, scoops him up out of the cow pie, and gobbles him up and eats him. Pastor, what are you talking about? Two things. Not everybody that poops on you is your enemy. And not everybody that pulls you out of the poop is your friend. Listen. Not everybody that dumps on you is your enemy. How many understand? Sometimes God's using them to mold something in your life. The problem is we spend a lot of time cursing the people that dump on us rather than recognizing God that might be using them to compound our life and turn us into something better than what we were. So we spend the majority of our day complaining about the people that God's put in our life, that where it says iron sharpens iron, you're like sandpaper with somebody, so you avoid them when you see them, you walk to the other side of the church. No, don't do that. Go hug them. God's using them in your life to compound you. You're the one that prayed and asked God to change you. Don't resist the change. Oh, my God, I ain't got no help. How many of you know that a lot of the culture or the society during the Bible centered around agriculture? Amen? You couldn't just go to the Home Depot and buy fertilizer back then. Isn't that right? They fertilized fields with the stuff that came out of their barns. They took it out there and threw it in the field. This is what Paul said. Paul said this. He said, I have a desire to apprehend him, the one who has apprehended me. That's my heart's desire. I want to grab a hold of the God who has taken a hold of me. So here's what I do. I take all the things that are good, and I take all the things that have been bad in my life, and I count them all as poop. That's what he said. He actually used a stronger word than that we won't say in church. The Greek word is skubala. Translated, we can't translate it. Let's just say some of us that haven't been saved very long, it's still in our vocabulary. Come on, somebody. He says, I count it all dung. All my successes, all my failures, I count it all dung. I mean, dung is another word for manure. It's another word for fertilizer. Come on, why? Why did he count his successes and failures as manure? Because he knew that those two things are fertilizing the real seed that's in his life. Those two things are fertilizing the dream that God's put on the inside of him. Those two things, his successes and his failures, his offenses and his regrets, his achievements and his honors, they are fertilizing the promise of God in him. Come on, somebody. And God is using the things of his life, successes and failures, to make him into what God intended him to be. That's why I want to challenge you. Don't resist the people that get under your skin. Embrace them. Oh, my God. So the next time somebody dumps on you, walk up to them. Say, thank you for fertilizing my dream. I might be some sugar cane, but I'm about to stand up in something that I ought to be falling over in. Thank you for fertilizing my promise. Thank you for causing me to be a better man or a better woman. Thank you for being right there. Because God's using the challenge that you bring to my life to make me into what I ought to be. Stop running from it. Come on, somebody. They tell you they ain't going to help you? Say, thank you. You're fertilizing my dream. Don't you love it when you go ask somebody for help and they go, no, I'm too busy. Just look up and say, thank you for fertilizing my dream. Woo, you ought to be excited. Jesus, help us. Thank you, because it's producing in me what I wasn't there previously, obviously. Woo. It don't smell good right now, but when I bloom, watch out. And don't worry about falling over in the manure. Don't worry about falling over. Paul said every man must stand and fall before his master, and stand he shall, for the Lord is able to make you stand. Come on. The Lord is able to make you stand. I mean, we just sing the song about how God pulled our feet up out of the miry clay and put us on a rock to stay. I mean, Jesus is the rock. I don't care what the circumstances of your life is. As long as you are on the foundation of the solid rock of Jesus, I don't care who poops on you. Come on, amen. Whew. He finally comes along with the last one, and he says, Cassia. Cassia was literally a plant that would cling. Somebody say cling. We sang about that this morning too, didn't we? I didn't talk to Justin at all about what we're doing for songs. I just sit there sometimes amazed at how the Holy Spirit does it. That's just another thing the Holy Ghost does. I'll cling. I'll never let you go. Didn't we sing that? I'll never let you go. Cassia clings. It means to cling. Somebody say cling. It's talking about that when we come to places in our life where we've learned to cling to Him in the midst of the affairs of our life. Where we just say, oh, Jesus, I'm going to hold on to you. I ain't about to let you go this time. I ain't about to take matters into my own hands. I ain't about to do this on my own. I'm clinging to you, Jesus. But you know what? How easily we let go sometimes, don't we? How easily we let go and how easily we let a bad day rob us of our joy. It's amazing to me that we have within us the capacity to be so upset over what one person says or does that it ruins our whole day. Our whole day. Amen? How quickly we let an unexpected bill frustrate us. You're all happy and everything. I'm going to go check the mail. Check the mail on you. Open that thing up and throw it. What in the world is this? They overcharged me again. A bunch of thieves. Why do we got to live in Fort Pierce? We need to move where they got FP&L. This FPUNA is terrible. Upset. Ruined the whole day. It's because we quit clinging to Him. Quit clinging to Him. Remember Jacob? The Lord tried to get Jacob's attention. The Bible says the Lord wrestled with him all night. Wrestled with Jacob all night. And from the leading of the text, Jacob was resisting the Lord all night. Back and forth, back and forth. God was trying to put His hands on him, and Jacob was saying, He was saying to Jacob, I got a plan for you. But Jacob kept resisting the Lord. Watch this. The Bible says there wrestled with Jacob the angel of the Lord. Watch this. Watch this. Until daybreak. What are you saying, Pastor? At daybreak, the angel of the Lord turned to leave. In other words, God never runs out of time, but you do. Let me try that again. God never runs out of time, but you do. We live within the confines of time. Our life here on earth is measured every day in minutes and seconds. We've all aged here this morning. Out of the three things that God has ordained of our lives to steward, treasure, talent, and time. Time is the only one of the three that's not renewable. It's redeemable, but it's not renewable. You lose all your money, you can get more money. If nobody needs your skill, you can learn a new skill. But if you run out of time, you ain't got no more time. Come on, somebody. You don't have forever. And when He keeps dealing with your heart about things that He wants to change, and He keeps dealing with you about things that He wants to fashion on the inside of you, and you keep resisting Him all night, how many of you know there comes a daybreak in your life? There comes a daybreak in your life when the Lord says, I'll leave you alone. And He'll turn to leave. Amen. Watch this, watch this. The Bible says when He turns to leave, Jacob realizes, wait a minute. If I'm really going to be what God wants me to be, I'll never get there by being a resister. I'll never get there by doing things my own way. I'll never get there by being a complainer. I'll never get in there by judging the people that God's put over me. I'll never get there by being a gossiper. Amen? I'll only get there by being a clinger. By holding on.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.